another great effort, another clinical performance today.
Yeah, I thought very professional in what we did. I thought we had to overcome some obstacles within the game. I thought Warrington started very, very strongly. I didn't think we were quite there for the first 5 or 10 minutes, but I thought the first try we got settled us down. And we built off the back of a very, very good kicking game. We probably got one of the best kicking games in the comp, obviously with Jamie and Ruffy. We don't need to talk about his kicking game, but what we've done, we've had that's been there all year, and we're starting to get some good groove in regards to our kick chase and turning the ball over and putting people under pressure in the right areas.
And Jermaine, we keep talking about him in England dispatches, 4 tries again today and 3 for Aaron on the other wing. It shows you've got plenty of firepower.
Oh, definitely. I didn't realise Murph got an hat trick, but he won't celebrate that, I can guarantee you that. He's mind you, Murph. So, yeah, we've got a lot of firepower in our team. I thought we had a good balance in regards to our offence this week. I thought I thought at the start of the game, like I said, I thought we tried moving the ball too much. Warrington tried to do what we've been doing to teams, and they did it fairly effectively. And I thought we were trying to move them around too much, rather than, and we just made a decision, well, let's go back old-fashioned, let's just get back onto things and work down the middle of the field and play off the back of it and kick long chase hard. And that got us into a position where we could go trying them.
Us guys who've got the microphones and the laptops in front of us, you think we get too carried away with the number of tries that a winger like Jermaine McGilvery's got and not really give him the plaudits for other aspects of his game?
I think you look at Jerry and I'm careful how I say this, he's got the complete package in regards to, well, not the complete, he's got a very, very large skill set. You talk about the try score, he's 20 whatever tries, that's not just him, he's got to finish him, he's got to do some good stuff, but he'll be the first to talk about the people around him. But Jerry's a yardage player. He can bring the ball back. He can damage teams on the backfield. His kick catch, and it's an offensive weapon and it's a defensive weapon as well, because Warrington threw a fair bit of him today, and traffic is just like a big salmon out there. He jumps above everybody and takes the ball very, very cleanly. He's a very, very good professional player. Who's rightly getting the credits he deserves.
And you're talking about the players around him and that back line. You know, people are talking about the Rhinos being the best in the comp and all of that, but they're a very well-oiled unit at the moment.
Yeah, and don't forget, hopefully in a week or two we get, I might have a selection there in regards to whether I put Brett Ferris back in that team, who's an international player who can only make us better. And we've got a team at the moment, mate, that's flowing. It's starting to learn about itself and starting to learn what it means to win big games and what it takes to win them games. And we can keep building that. We'll never know. We'll see. We'll know. We'll wait and see what happens in the semis.
You've got to be consistent in this league to get yourself in a position to win the trophy, to get into that final four. And you must be delighted with the sort of consistency that your team's showing. Just 3 defeats from 18 now in Super League.
Winning breeds confidence, and winning's better than losing. And Daniel Smith's been our lucky charm as well. He's only lost one game since he's been here. So we were talking in the sheds there, and I think last time he played Warrington, he got beat by 80. So it makes a change for him. And we as a group, mate, we've got a very, very good professional group that doesn't get ahead of itself. We're a very honest group. We just try and point them in the right direction of stuff, and get them to execute some stuff. And they're coming up with what they're capable of. We're very, very fortunate. We've got a chairman and family that back us in regards to putting these paying these players and putting them on the field and keep attracting them as well. And we've got to repay. It's better being at the top and looking down than at the bottom looking up, where this club's been for too long.
Nitty gritty. Wasn't all plain sailing out there, was it? You conceded 10 points, 2 tries while Jake Connor was off the field. Is he going to get the sharp end of his coach's tongue for the next day or two?
That's for me to know and you to find out. So
I'm asking.
Yeah, I wasn't happy with that. But I thought, out of honesty, Warrington always, like I said, I thought they caused us a lot of problems in parts of the game. And going down to 12 men against a team that's got Stephen Ratchford and Chris Sandow and Darrell Clark in your team, Chris Hill, you'd keep going. I know they were busted out there today, and probably most of them were carrying knocks and whatever, but they're going to cause you damage. And Stephen Ratchford, I thought, causes a fair bit of damage just by running the ball. And they've had to overcome some adversity today with injuries and whatever, but that's it. Comes and goes. You've got to take it rough with a smooth, haven't you? But conceding 10, yeah, not so much happy with that. But it's been better than conceding 22, which has been our average in the Super 8. So we talked a lot about our D this week, and I thought we got back on the horse there.
That performance good enough to beat one of the other top four from the big games, final couple of games of the season?
If they get about 4 injuries in the first 10 minutes, then I'd say, yeah. We've just got to make sure we keep improving and get some execution right and defensively stay honest, and we know what we're capable of. when the games come around, we've got to make sure that we play and don't wait for things to happen. We've got to make sure we make it happen.